The U.S. started separating the children of immigrant parents that border agents were stopping at the border last fall. It was part of a zero-tolerance policy implemented shortly after President Donald Trump took office. It ended in June, but not without resulting in chaos. Here to discuss the fallout from the child separation plan is Michelle Marisco from KJZZ's Fronteras Desk. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So we now know that nearly 3,000 children were separated from their parents. How many are still separated?
So far we are left with 565 immigrant children that are still separated from their parents. It's an interesting side note. This is only seven less than were separated a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago we had 572 separated. And of those, 24 are either months old or less than 5 years old, what they call tender age children.
And Michelle, a judge had ruled that these kids were supposed to have been reunited by July 26th. As you said, only, what, seven in the last little while here. What's happening?
Right. Well, they didn't make it, you know. They have to sort out where the children are, in whose custody they could be released to, whether this is somebody who child who goes to a guardian, or whether it's returned to the parent, whether or not the parent has already been deported. And in fact, Health and Human Services requested more time until next Wednesday to come up with a better accounting. You know, in the meantime, there's been 28 runaways as of this year alone from these migrant shelters throughout the country, including here in Arizona. And those, of course, aren't accounted for in the court documents that were released yesterday. That number comes from a congressional hearing that was held yesterday.
So, Michelle, where does all of this leave us now, and where does it leave the government and these families going forforward?
And these children, right. 2,089 children have been reunited. And if you recall, all of this started last October as part of the zero tolerance policy, as you said. It was supposed to have ended in June. There's been a lot of bleakness about this. You know, a judge earlier in August called this, put this squarely on the government's shoulders and said that they were creating a situation of, quote, permanently orphaned children. So right now the clock's ticking. They have about less than a week to come up with a final tally of how many kids remain separated from their parents and what they're going to do to expedite this process. They haven't been able to do it since the July 26th deadline. Today's August 17. They got four more days.
All right, certainly plenty to keep our eyes on there. That's KJZZ's Michelle Marisco from the Fronteras Desk in Tucson. Michelle, thanks as always.
Hey, thank you.